Welcome back to Eretz Yisrael today. We are of age 277, moving on to page 278. We started Reish Chaf Gimel, Sif Gimel. We'll continue from there. Bona Bayis Chodesh. We read the Mechaba already, but let's see some Aharas over here. Bona Bayis Chodesh, Rukana Kelim Chodashim. If someone built a house, or he buys new Kelim. Okay, we'll divide what that means, Kelim, in a minute. Afilo Ayelo Ki Yotze Be'elu Tchilo. Even if he had similar to these already beforehand, oh, Kana V'chazer V'kana, or he buys them. And he goes back and buys again. Okay, Mevarachal Kopan Shechiyana. Every time you rebuy, you're going to make a Shechiyana. It sounds like even if you return it to the store, then you rebought it again, you're going to still make Shechiyana. V'lav Dafka Chadashim, not only new ones, Duhu Adin Liyishanim. Even if you buy used ones, it's all also going to be Yimim Chadashim Lo. Shalayu Elam Yolam Shalom Yolam. As long as they're new to him, they do not have this beforehand, then he's still going to make Shechiyana. Okay, so I guess if you go to a thrift shop, and for you, it's new, it's exciting for you, you got to think, it sounds like you'd still make a Shechiyana. Okay, we will define later on what Kalim we do make Shechiyana, what we don't make on, not for now. V'lo amru chadashim elu lapukei, im machran v'chazer v'kanan. Okay, we only chadashim, when we say chadashim, it's coming lapukei if you sold it and then you rebought it again. If you sold it, rebought it again, then you are not going to make a brach. Okay, so let's start first focus in on bayis over here. Since you build a new bayis, buy a new house. If you build a new house, you are going to make a shachiyana. The Mishnah Brun, if Yud-Hal tells us, who did him kana bayis? You don't actually have to build a house. If you bought a new house, you're also going to make shachiyana. V'dafka kishabano kana li'atzma, only if you're buying it for yourself. It's only going to be Shechiyano if you buy your own house. But if you are buying a house with a partner and you're both, two families are going to move in, then you're going to make Hatovia Meitiv. V'al Kei, says the Mishnah Berurah then, Kal Shabanu Kanu Bayi Beis Knesset. So if the Kal gets together and they build a shul or they buy a shul, Yamud Shliatzimur V'yavarach V'kol Ram Hatovia Meitiv Lotis Kulam. One person from the shul, the rabbi, the gabbai, whoever it might be, gets up, makes a tovia meitiv for everyone, and they say amen to the bracha of a tovia meitiv. Who did? Even if someone buys his own house, he's only going to make shechiyano if he's a single guy and he's buying it for himself. It points out the beralacha over here by Indira Masl Bana Bais Chodosh. Ayin belechem chamudas ve'eli rabba v'imeshlo ishu banim avik mishishlo shutavim ba u'mavarech hatovia meitiv. There are chokim on this. However, that's how the Beralacha Paskins over here, that you are going to make a tovia meitiv. A family buys a house, that's going to get a tovia meitiv. Once again, then it's a joint simcha. It's not going to get a shechiyano, rather it's going to get a tovia meitiv. Now, furthermore, the post can bring down, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Sivkot and Yud Beis, not only if you buy a new house, this might be a little relevant to some people, says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Beis, who had didn't even need to have a chazer up, no, if his house burned down, and then they go ahead and rebuild it again, and then he's going to make a shechiyano. If he just knocks it down and rebuilds it, the same house, then it's a savik lahaka. However, v'mhosif bo eza shura bagova l'kuli alma yesh levarach. If you're going to add antas, you're going to be in a bigger house in that area, you're going to make a bracha b'hu adin samarin rabbein rab nevetzal. If you just add onto it, you put an addition onto your house, you're also going to go ahead and make a shechiyano or a tova meitiv, whichever one is relevant in that case. Okay, so it's not only buying, it's not building a house, it's buying a house, it's adding onto the house. All these are you're going to go ahead and make the bracha. However, let's say you're not buying a house in order to live in it. If you're buying it as a real estate investment, you are just going to resell it, or you're going to rent out the house that you're buying, you're not buying it for living, then you do not make Shechiyanu or Atovia Meitiv in this house. And who did, if you don't buy a house, you rent a house, even though you might like the house a lot that you're renting, you do not make Shechiyanu, you do not make Atovia Meitiv on those things. So that's in terms of a house. In terms of Kalim Chadashim, just to define what are Kalim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Bein Malbushim, whether they're clothes, ubein Klei Tashmishu Shtiyo Chilak Yosebei. Or they are appliances or other Kalim that you're going to use in your house. It is also going to get Shechiyano, meaning Dvarim Shaleva Adam Sameach Bem, if they're things that normal people are going to be very happy with. Adi Baroi Loi, Masha Baroi Loi, a poor person according to his happiness, a rich person according to his happiness. We only have to be able to get it down into these dim, in Sivav, at the end of our simen, what specific kelim we are going to make a bracha on, what type of kelim we're going to make a bracha on, what type of clothing we're going to make a bracha on, which ones we are not going to go ahead and make a bracha on. Moving on now to Siv Dal. Says the Bechaver b'shas akinin yesh lo levarch. So over here we are discussing when to make the Shechianu slash Atovia Meitiv on Kalim Chadashim or building a bais. So it says over here, says the Mechaber, and this is like basically all the Rishonim, okay, there's a very few Rishonim don't know like this. Ruba Rishonim hold the Shas Kinyin Yesh Levarch. When you actually buy the product, you buy the house, that's actually when you go ahead and make the Shechianu V'Atovia Meitiv. Afal Baisha Dain Lo Yishtamisha, even if you didn't use it yet. You just bought it. That's already enough simcha. You're going to go ahead and make the bracha. Shina bracha elo yidei simcha salev shu asameach bikin yason. The simcha salev of buying the product, that's when you're going to go ahead and make the bracha. Ugeshiil b'shem. And when you go ahead and wear it, the clothing. Mevarach malbish arumim. Then you're going to make the bracha of malbish arumim. Okay, in terms of this is the bracha of malbish arumim. We say the malbish arumim anyways in the morning. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, simchat yudches. Hayinu kodem shechiyano achein im lo b'shem beged shachris. If you're going to wear the beged in the morning, yachol etzeis the berachas malbish arumim, shevarach berachas shachar. You can be yotzei with the malbish arumim that you're going to say in the morning, you'll have kavana on the new clothing that you're about to wear right now. Now. So, as we just pointed out from the Mechaber, the Rishonim say you make the bracha when you buy the product. However, comes the Magen Avraham and says that's only dafka when you have roi to use the product when you buy it. If the shirt is ready to wear, okay, the pants are ready, the suit is ready to wear right now, or the product that you bought is ready to use, then you make the bracha right now. But if the product is not roi to use, I know you're going to have to send it to the tailor to alter before you go ahead and be able to wear the product. Then the Magen Avraham says you don't make the bracha b'shasa kniya. You make it when you first put on the product. When you first put on the garment, that's when you're going to go ahead and make the bracha. The Taz disagrees. The Taz disagrees and he holds even if the clothing needs altering, the product is not ready, you are still going to make the bracha b'shas kniya. Sound like the Pashtus, the Machaber over here. So you have big machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Famous Achlok and Magen Avraham and Taz disagree about a lot of things. Here's another one where the Magen Avraham and Taz disagree. What you do with something that is not roi yet. The Mishnah Berurah is Machriya Beineim. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins over here, Siv Katan Yudzayin. He says, Vidaf going kana beged sheroi lulav shotekef. It's only if you buy a garment that is ready to wear right away. Avlim kana shum davar shinu roi lulav sho. Only shtajro kamo shu, but if it's not roi to wear it the way it is right now, you have to give it to the uman. You have to give it to the professional, the metakein. You're only going to make the shechianu when you wear the beged, or when you're going to use the kli after it is ready. So if you ask go to an uman to go ahead and fix the kli, or to metakein the beged, you make the bracha b'shas halavisha. If you look in shartzi and see if cotton kafal of maganav and our shoulder chayim shacharim deloketaz. Not like the sheep of the Taz, well, B'chol Mikra, you're going to make it when you are going to be putting it on for the first time. Now, according to this, Rabbi Chudushi, Rabbi Kiva Eger, takes us one step further. He's mistabek now by Kalim. What about Kalim that need tefillah? You buy a kli, you buy a dish, it's a very beautiful dish, you want to make shechianu on it, but it needs tefillah. Do you buy it by Pshas Kniya, or do you do it wait till after the tefillah? V'hua din, you buy a house. However, it doesn't have mezuzahs in it. It's not roi to live in without a mezuzah. You had to put a mezuzah. You make it only after you put the mezuzahs on. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's next step. I am bechudushi Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this is a Shartzian brings it down. She may stabically imbay shalolav varich ad sheikbam a mezuzah. You should not make the bracha only after your kovei a mezuzah. V'chei lein the kelin shetzrichen tvila ad sheikbilem sheiruin lishtamish bem. Only after you've tovah them, now they're shroid lishtamish bem. Then you are going to be able to make the bracha. And that's, I believe, how we pask in Halach L'maisa. You only do it after it's roi to use and go ahead and use it the first time. When you put up the mezuzahs, that's to make the bracha on the bais. And when you go ahead, only after tovel the kli, and you're going to use the kli, then you go ahead and make the bracha. This is all, obviously, l'chatchila. B'di'evit. You're allowed to make the shechayanu atovia meitiv, as long as you're still happy, as long as you're still simcha of buying the house, of buying the clothes, even if you didn't do it at the right time, you can still make the bracha as long as you are still happy with what you have bought. Okay, now moving on to Sif Hei. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kana Kelim Shemishtamish Behem Uvnei Veso. If you buy Kelim that you and your family are going to use, Vivarech HaTov Yomeitiv. Once again, the same rule. Once it's going to be a joint happiness, you make a Tov Yomeitiv, not Shechiyanu. Reinostu lo b'matan. Listen, this Kiddush. If you got a gift, okay, the gift went to you. It was your birthday gift. Okay, nasna lo b'matana, mivarecha tov yameiti. You always make tov yameiti. Why? She tova lo vilanosein. Because now it's a shared simcha between the person who received the gift and the person who gave the gift. Okay, the famous Rav Dessler, that someone who gives, that's the one who's really got the true simcha, because a giver is one, someone who really produces the hava, v'chulei, v'chulei. Therefore, you see this coming out to fruition, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch over here, lo vilanosein is happiness, and therefore you can make a nosein para tov yameitiv on a gift. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees though. The Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikadim Kaf Aleph, he brings out three times, not in the Yisod. It's true that both of them get Simcha from this. Okay? However, says the Mishnah Berurah, three lines down, there are Achronim who disagree with the Psak and the Mechaber Usfilu, to Lefi Maskanas Gemara Didan, Lo Niskana Brachazukim Bidiisla Achrina Gankin Tova Gashmit. It's not that the No Saint doesn't have happiness. He also has happiness. But the bracha of Atov Yameiti was only nitgan on a physical happiness. Over here is more of a ruchani happiness, okay, more an inner happiness. It's not on a rucha tova gashmit. Ulefizek, kishnato l'geinu matana tzeichel mekabel v'erach v'erach shechayanu v'lo birchas hatov. V'yesh t'naku l'dinu k'sak ha-shulchan aruch. Some paskin like the shulchan aruch. V'erach birchas hatov v'lo shechayanu. Ulemaisa, says the Chavetz Chaim near the Tov Yoter, Linog Bezel, Avarech Berech Shechiyanu, Vlo Berech HaZatov, Kasher Biraram Biralocha, the Biralocha, in the end of the day, Paskins like the acronym over here against the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, so even though there is going to be a double happiness over here, of the Kabbal and the No Saint, you are only going to make Shechiyanu, Vekimyanu, Vekiyanu, Lazman HaZeh, Ad Kan for today.